We're joined now in studio by Colonel Zach Miller, son of Bob and Charlene Miller, Raymond Drive for many years, and he went to Episcopal High School, then went off to West Point. And by the way, at Episcopal, he was 1 year behind Russell Mosley, who was with us a few moments ago. So both two young guys who potentially could end up being governor of Louisiana. But Zach also has a degree from Harvard and a Bronze Star in the Iraqi War. And he is back home in Louisiana, scooting back and forth between Baton Rouge and Lake Charles. And he is essentially the general honoré of Lake Charles right now. How's it looking out there?
Well, Jim, first I want to say, thanks for having me on the show. And I'll say just it's really heartbreaking, quite honestly, to go out there and not just me, but our entire team are really, emotionally impacted by what we see when we get out to Lake Charles and not just Lake Charles, but also Cameron, Beauregard, and, of course, Calcasieu Parish. It's pretty tough in the westernmost part of the state.
Pretty tough. You've seen it up close and personal, and we're 2 weeks removed now. It's still devastating, isn't it?
It is. In many areas, it looks more like a strong tornado came through than a hurricane. And, of course, this is mainly a wind event, not as much storm surge. But just got off the morning brief with the governor, and there's still 119,000 people there without power. And there's still 17,000 people in hotels that the state is helping to pay for.
17,000?
17,000.
And 119,000 without power.
Yeah. Wow. Now the state, of course, we're not – the Corps of Engineers is not directly involved with bringing up the power grid. That's, the state and Entergy and the Public Service Commission. But we do some power for essential public services, think hospitals, water plants, that kind of stuff. But the state is making a lot of headway. It's just the last part of this is going to be a long haul, I think.
Well, you were dispatched here, and I'm sure you accepted this assignment with glee. And when I say glee, you enjoy a challenge, not glee on what's happened. But you talk with the governor every day, don't you?
I do. He gets an update, not just from me, but from, of course, FEMA and his entire cabinet on the progress 7 days a week.
And he is your fellow West Point guy. I'm sure that's been noted.
Yeah, it is. That always makes for an easier introduction. I think he's class of 88, so it's about 10 or 11 years ahead.
You were 97. Zach Miller graduated in 1997. Who was your commencement speaker?
It was President Bill Clinton.
I remember your dad talking about how that was just an incredible moment.
Well, it seems like a lifetime ago now.
Yeah, well, any father who has a son go to West Point and get a degree and get it. Did he hand you the diploma?
Yeah, President Clinton did.
Clinton handed you to the diploma. That's heady stuff. That's wonderful. Well, what do you think long term? You're going to be here for a while, I would think.
Yeah, the Corps of Engineers, we work at the request of FEMA. So the state requests, federal support, and the Corps of Engineers is effectively the engineers for FEMA. And we have a bunch of functions. The one that is going to keep us here the longest and the one that we are most focused on right now is the temporary roof mission. Sometimes Operation Blue Roof is what a lot of people will call it. And so this is critical because, as you might imagine, wind events, a lot of people lose their roofs. Even if the house is still standing, water damage, additional damage will completely ruin the house. And then this will be a disaster of an even worse magnitude. So we're in the throes now of getting our contractors ramped up, and we're going to be doing about 400 a day, and we'll stay until the mission's over.
400 a day.
400 a day.
So many of the structures are just devastated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot, and this is private residences. Our kind of aerial survey suggests, there could be 20,000 or 30,000 homes, which have significant wind damage. Now, we won't do all of those. Some people will just get them done on their own, or insurance companies will take care of. But this is a free service that the federal government is paying for, which could in fact save a lot of people's homes.
And for people who would like to inquire, apply, what do they need to do?
Well, there's really three ways to do it. The easiest way is to go online. You can probably just Google search Corps of Engineers Blue Roof, and you'll get to the link. But the link is USACE, stands for U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, so USACE.army.mil/Blue Roof. Mm-hmm. But you can probably search that.
Now, I mentioned you're going back and forth. How is it on the interstate right now?
Interstates are horrible. I'm actually, starting tonight, going to be living in a base camp that FEMA has built. Our entire team is going to be down there today. FEMA's building hundreds, maybe thousands of temporary lodging for responders. Because there's so many linemen, so many volunteer organizations that are working in this state, it's, you know, a lot of them are staying in Lafayette and Baton Rouge and many other places. And, yeah, they got to use the interstate, and sometimes people are not being super careful out there.
And for those who were alive and well and went through Hurricane Rita 16, 15 years ago, their people, many say this is much worse.
Yeah, I've spoken with, I mean, countless people. I've talked to Nick Hunter, the mayor of Lake Charles, so many others, and they all agree that is the same type of damage inland, wind type event, but much, much worse. Now, I will also say, and the Corps of Engineers has a, you know, people with decades of experience of responding to these types of events, that the Corps of Engineers, at least, is extremely impressed with the state's organization. And obviously, a lot of that is hard-learned lessons from years past, but has much, much more prepared to handle the aftermath of this than they, say, 15 years ago were.
Well, I mentioned you were in Iraq in a war, and this is in many ways like a war zone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, the Corps of Engineers brings together the best of kind of two different cultures. It's the Corps of Engineers is 35,000 Department of the Army civilians, federal employees who have deep, deep expertise and technical knowledge. And you also have the uniform folks that kind of get after it.
Well, Colonel Zach Miller, congratulations on your contribution to our country and to our state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Doing Baton Rouge proud. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support. Stay safe and stay tuned.